So Fredo's praying, everybody's around, you know, praying for Jameis, and I go and I pray, and I'm sitting behind Jameis, and I'm just trying to concentrate. I'm trying to open up to the Lord, trying to join in on the prayer. And at some point I saw Jesus, and he was really big, right behind everyone, like in between the people and the cross. And he was tall. He had a crown on, a golden crown with these sort of like big spires. I've never seen a crown like that. It was very tall, very unusual, and they were very like sort of carved geometric shapes. They weren't just random. They were specifically like cut, and those spires had gems on them, and those gems were different colors, and they were spinning, and when they were spinning, they were giving off light of that gem. So if it was green or yellow, that light would be shining. And the crown itself was really, the gold of it was, almost like yellow gold light as well. It was very difficult to kind of see some of the details on the crown. And he had a scepter in his hand, and it was like a shaped like a, what would you say that is? Like a teardrop, sort of like an egg shape or something. Like it was three pieces of gold that came together to form a shape like that with a little tip on it. And there were gems on it. There were some gems on the handles. And so he was there, and he's just very slowly stretching this scepter out towards Jameis. So I'm watching it so slow, you know. And Fredo's praying, and as all the prayers are going, he's just slowly creeping towards Jameis. And I'm like, what a weird thing to see. I said, should I even think about this? And I said, well, you know, it won't hurt. Just let it, whatever it is, happen. If it's not, it will go away, or who knows what will happen. So it just keeps on creeping and creeping. And then Fredo's getting to, like, he's getting closer and closer to Jameis's arm. And Fredo's going to, like, a list of, like, this ligament, that ligament. And he was going very slow, like, methodical, rhythmically. His voice lowered down, lower. And Jesus' scepter, the tip of it, was getting closer. And on Jameis's arm, he has a section where there's the deepest scar on the side here. And then the tip of the scepter was like almost touching it. And then at that point, when it was just about to touch that scar, that's exactly when Fredo said, come out right now. And when Fredo said the word now, that's exactly when the scepter touched that part of Jameis's arm. So they exactly like linked up. And then at that point, that was it. You know, the prayer was over. Whatever the wind of the Spirit that was carrying the prayer, how the Holy Spirit was unifying everyone in prayer and coming around Jameis, it just sort of left. I don't know if you felt that or you saw that. It just broke. It was over. And at that same exact moment, that's when Jesus kind of vanished or disappeared, and everything just was over. So that's what I saw when we were praying. So, yeah.